Good morning, dear brothers and sisters. I thank God for a great opportunity to preach His word in His church. And also, I thank Pastor Sammy Williams who gave privilege to stand here. And I thank you for praying for me. For whom we are waiting? For what we are waiting? What is the one of the most important waiting in your life? Most of the Christians forgot what is the most important waiting. Some are waiting for job. Some are waiting for name or fame from others. So others are waiting for promotions of their job. Youth were waiting for good phones from their parents. And some are waiting for good wife, good husband. These are all earthly things. Some are necessary, some are unnecessary. But you should know what is most important waiting. This sermon helps you for whom you should wait continually. For what you should wait. Listen carefully this sermon. Because this sermon helps you a lot to know what is the important waiting. Open your copy of Bible and follow along with me as we are reading Word of God. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20-21. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20-21. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform the body of our humble state into conformity with the body of His glory, by the exertion of the power that He has even to subject all things to Himself. Theme of this passage, main idea of this passage is eagerly waiting as citizens of heaven. Eagerly waiting for Savior as a citizens of heaven. Look at verse 20 says, for our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul was saying here to Church of Philippians, we eagerly wait for Savior, which means, eagerly waiting means, expect eagerly, looking for. And he is explaining why they are waiting continuously for the Savior. Look at verse 20 says, for our citizenship is in heaven. So, theme of this passage, eagerly waiting for Savior as citizens of heaven. Four characteristics of Savior that motivate us to wait for Him. First characteristics of Savior that motivate us to wait for Him is, He is loving Savior. He is loving Savior. Look at verse 20 says, for our citizenship is in heaven. Citizenship means right to live in nation. I have citizenship in India. I can prove that I am citizen of heaven because I have Indian Aadhaar card and also my home is in India. My wealth, properties are in India. Why Jesus is loving Savior? We have to know, we should know why He is loving Savior. Because He made us citizens of heaven. He made us citizens of heaven. Look at verse 20 says, our citizenship is in heaven. This is present tense, not future tense. That means all believers are citizens of heaven now. All unbelievers have no citizenship in heaven. But believers have two citizenship. One citizenship is in India for us. Another citizenship is in heaven. This is not future, but right now. How He made us citizens of heaven? If you know this truth, then you will understand how much your Savior loves you. You know that heaven is living place of God. How can we become citizens of heaven, which is living place of God? How can we become citizens of heaven? Which place is living God? Who is God? Who is man? Let me tell you something about this. God is holy. We are sinful. God is righteous. We are unrighteous. God is just. We are unjust. God is truth. We are untruth. God is faithful. We are unfaithful totally. God is merciful. God is good. We are too much wicked. So that is our condition. God is holy. We are unholy. But how can we live together one place, which is living God place? Look at Ephesians chapter 2, 1 to 3 says, the condition of man, sinful nature of man. Ephesians chapter 2, 1 to 3 says, and you are dead in your trespass and sins, in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit, that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them, we too all formerly lived in the lusts of our flesh, indulging the desires of our flesh and of mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. We are by nature children of wrath. We are sinners. There is no good in us. God is good. God is holy. How it is possible that holy God, unholy man, living together in one place, that is in heaven? But Lord Jesus Christ made us citizens of heaven. How? You know all. By his sacrificial love, by his sacrificial death on the cross, he made us citizens of heaven. He took your eternal punishment. Wrath of God fell upon Jesus Christ instead of you and me. Then God saved you. Jesus saved you, and Jesus made you citizens of heaven. Why I am saying Jesus is loving Savior? Because he made us citizens of heaven. Why he is loving Savior? Not only he made us citizens of heaven, but also he gave the privileges of heaven. He has written our name in heaven. Do you know that? Luke chapter 10 verse 20 says, nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are recorded in heaven. Our homes is in heaven. You know, John Gospel chapter 14 verse 2 says, in my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. And our city, look at here, our city, our inheritance also in heaven. Look at, our names are written in heaven, our home is in heaven, our inheritance also in heaven. Jesus Christ gave the privileges of heaven. What a wonderful Savior. What a loving Savior. We have to go to hell, but he went, he took our punishment, and he gave salvation. He made us citizens of heaven, and he gave the privileges of heaven. So we have to wait for Savior. You should wait for Savior, because he is loving Savior. Nobody is there to love you. He is only one person. Second characteristics of Jesus Christ. Second characteristics of Savior that motivate you eagerly wait for him. Second characteristics of Savior that motivate you to wait for him is, he is sovereign Savior. He is sovereign Savior. Look at verse 20 says, for our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We are waiting for the Lord. The Lord means one has power and authority, and a master, a ruler, a governor, supreme being. Lord means sovereign. Whatever he wants, he does. And also, because he is Lord. He is a Lord of preacher. Listen carefully. He is a Lord of preacher. Look at verse 20 says, from which also we eagerly wait for a savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. These words were written by Paul. He said, we eagerly wait a savior. That means, he is also waiting for Lord. For him also, Jesus is Lord. So he is the Lord of apostle. Paul is preacher and teacher. If he is the Lord of apostle, then definitely he is the Lord of all pastors and Lord of elders and also deacons in church. Elders has authority to teach, to guide church, but Jesus is in control of them. Jesus is in control of every minister in his church. Preachers, apostles and pastors are also servant of the Lord. He is the Lord of preachers. If you are preacher, are you elder in church, are you deacon in church, you are not Lord. You have Lord over you. He will do whatever he wants in your life. If you have one role in church, do not think that you are the Lord over them. You are Lord over church. But you have Lord over you. That is Lord Jesus Christ. Be humble before your master. If you have any role in this church, be humble before your master. Not only he is Lord of preacher, look at this verse. He is Lord of in his church. His church. Look at verse, same verse says that, from which also we eagerly wait for a savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul is saying here to church of Philippians. He used word we. This is first person plural. So believers of Philippians also waiting for the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Lord of all believers. Not only Cornerstone Community Church, for all universal church. He is the Lord of believers. He is the Lord of universal church. My dear brothers and sisters, are you thinking that you are the Lord in your life? In churches, lot of lords increasing. Believers are thinking their Lord is their pastor, somebody. Parents became lords of their children. If you are a parent, do not behave Lord of your children. If you are a responsible person in any place, do not think you are the Lord of your brothers and sisters. But think that you are the servant of all brothers and sisters. You are servant of your Lord Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ is in charge of you. Do not behave like Lord of your brothers. Serve your brothers. Don't wait to be served, but serve. After finishing worship, go and take and serve your brothers. And come early. Arrange the chairs. If you are not doing any time in your life, you are thinking, people will serve me. I won't serve. You are not thinking your Lord is Lord Jesus Christ. You are behaving like, I am Lord, I don't serve anybody in the church. He is the Lord of preacher. Second thing, he is the Lord of church. And the third thing is Lord of OT saints. Look at our same verse says, for our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for a savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at what, from which, where is Jesus now? In heaven. Yes, he is in the heaven. Maximum everybody knows this truth. He is there in right hand of Father in heaven. So Jesus is heaven. Who are there in heaven? What is saints also there in heaven? All dead saints are with Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. If he is the Lord and he is in heaven, that he is the Lord of Old Testament saints. And also he is the Lord of angels also. Angels are there in heaven. He is the Lord of preachers. He is the Lord of church. He is the Lord of OT saints. He is the Lord of angels. Not only that, Philippians chapter 2 verse 9 says, for this reason also, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name. So that, verse 10 says, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow of those who are in heaven and on the earth, under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Beside this verse, Jesus is not only Lord of preachers, church, angels, all human beings. He is the Lord of all human beings. Whether you are believer or unbeliever, whoever you are, whether you are rich, you are poor, anybody, somebody, when we share word of God, when we share gospel to somebody, they says, believe Lord Jesus Christ. Who is Lord? I am Lord, they says. Because this time they will reject. He is not Lord, but one day they will bow down. They will say Jesus is Lord. Look at Revelation. Old days, past days, king says to soldiers, who is here? He will do like that. Who is here? Then soldier says, here I am, my lord. Soldier replied, go, do something. King says to soldier. Then soldier says to, yes, my lord. They says. And whatever king says to soldiers, soldier will say, yes, lord. I will do whatever you say. He will do whatever king says. If earthly king is lord of his kingdom and soldiers, what about Lord Jesus Christ, who is sovereign over preacher, believers, angels, even demons, and all human beings? Revelation 19:16 says, and on his robe and on his thigh, he has a name written, King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Whoever is there on the earth, whoever thinks they are lords, they are kings, but there is only one King of Kings, Lord of Lords, that is Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Lord. If you have no faith on this Lord, confess that he is the Lord of your life and Savior of your life. If you do not do this, one day you will confess. If you confess he is not, he is Savior, he is Lord, one day you will confess. What is the use of confessing Jesus as a Lord when you lost your life for eternal death? But confess him as a Lord. You will save by his great Lord. You will save by him. He is the Lord. First characteristic is, he is loving Savior. Second one is, he is a sovereign Savior. Sovereign Savior. We should obey him. He is the Lord of Lords. Third characteristics of Savior that motivate us to eagerly wait for him is, he is glorious Savior. He is glorious Savior. Look at verse 21 says, who will transform the body of our humble state into conformity with the body of his glory? So based on this verse, he is glorious Savior because he has glorious body, and he will change human body into the body of his glory. Look at this word, the body of our humble state. Paul using this word, body of our humble state. Humble state means not humility, but veil body, lowly body, worthless body, useless body. There is no value in that body. Our body has no good even though you saved. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 40 to 44 says, describe our body very clear. What about our body is? Look at 42 verses. So, also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown a perishable body. It is raised an imperishable body. 43 says, it is sown in dishonor. it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. Verse 44 says, it is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. If there is no natural body, there is also spiritual body. Our body is perishable, which is going to death, and which has sickness, lot of sickness we have. That means, perishable body means our body has lot of sickness. BP, thyroid, sugar, lot of sickness will come to us. Cancer. So our body is perishable body. Jesus Christ is going to change this perishable body into imperishable body. And also our body is weakness body. Dishonor body. Dishonor body means we will do sin, we will get shame. Our body has dishonor because of sins of this body. Our body has weakness. This body has lot of temptation to do sin. This body is natural. So Paul is describing our body as a humble state. But listen, dear brothers and sisters, listen. Christ will change our body into conformity with the body of His glory. That means He will change your perishable body into imperishable body. Jesus Christ has imperishable body. He will change your dishonor body into glorious body, which Jesus Christ has. No sin at all in your body after changing of your body. Now we are struggling sins in our body, but there is no sin at all after we get glorious body. He will change your weakness body into powerful body. And He will change natural body into spiritual body. Those who are already dead in Christ will receive new bodies at the resurrection and the rapture of the church. When those alive on the earth will have their bodies transformed. 1 John chapter 3 verse 2 says, beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not appeared as yet what will be. We know that when He appears, we will be like Him, because we will see Him just as He is. Dear brothers and sisters, there is no sin, and same for result of sin. You are trying to live holy life, but you are doing sin not continuously sometimes. You are so sad. You are thinking, why I am doing against my Lord? Do not cry, dear brothers and sisters. Listen, there is good news for you. There will be no sin when your Savior give body of His glory. Rejoice for your God, because Savior is going to give glorious body. No death for your glorious body. You will be like Him if He is going to do these great miracles. Why don't you wait for this great Savior? We have to wait for this great Savior, glorious Savior. We should wait for Him, because lot of good things He is going to give us in heaven. The fourth characteristics of Savior that motivate us to eagerly wait for Him. Fourth characteristics of Savior that motivate you to eagerly wait. He is a powerful Savior. Number one, He is a loving Savior. Number two, He is sovereign Savior. Number three, He is glorious Savior. Number four, He is powerful Savior. Look at verse 21 says, by the exertion of the power that He has even to subject all things to Himself. He has power which is able to manage all things to Himself. Creation, angels, devils. People think the devil is superior than Christ. Dear brothers and sisters, look at word. This is the verse. He has even to subject all things to Himself. Especially to subject all things. If Jesus is managing all things, then devil also one of the things to be controlled by Him. Not only creation, devils, and church, but also government. Everything under his control. What a wonderful savior we have in Jesus Christ. What a wonderful savior. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 24 says, 24 to 27 says, then comes the end. When he hands over kingdom to the God and Father, when he has abolished all rules and all authority and power, for he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy that will be abolished is death. For he has put all things in subjection under his feet. Listen. Listen, brothers. All things are under feet of Lord Jesus Christ. All political parties are also under feet of Jesus Christ. No need to fear any devil. No need to fear any man. Everybody under feet of Lord Jesus Christ. PM of India, Prime Minister of India, changed 500 notes and 1000 notes one day. Nobody say anything, but all are in queue for new notes in bank. If earthly king has power to change whatever he wants for the sake of government, for the sake of people, how much power has heavenly Lord, who created all things in creation with word of mouth? He said word, all creation were created. If heavenly king has this much authority, what about heavenly Lord, Jesus Christ? He will change. He will change all believers' bodies with the conformity with the body of his glory. Don't think that Jesus is not powerful. He is powerful in your life. He is going to change your body, humble body, into body of his glory. Your works, dear brothers and sisters, your works cannot change your body into glorious body. But Christ alone. And whatever feelings in your life, whatever weakness in your life, Christ is powerful. He is in control of your life. If you are struggling sins which you do not like, ask him. Depend upon him. He will give strength to overcome sins. Lot of us struggling with sins which is not please God. Actually, we don't like that sins. But we are struggling, fighting to overcome. But we don't have strength. But our Lord Jesus Christ, powerful Savior, he has power. If you depend upon him, definitely he will give strength to overcome that secret sins and habitual sins. What a wonderful Savior. What a powerful Savior. Whatever you need, he will do. If it is God's will. If you are living for glory of God, if you are living glory of Christ, definitely you ask, he will do. Because he is powerful Savior. He wants you to bless you for heavenly places. Dear brothers and sisters, we look four characteristics we look. You should continually wait for Savior. I am going to conclude. Listen carefully. We have seen four characteristics. First is loving Savior, who loved us, who gave his life for us, who took our punishment, gave salvation for us. He made citizens of heaven. He gave the privileges of heaven. He is loving Savior. Second thing, he is sovereign Savior. Everybody under his feet. Nobody is there above him. Everybody under his feet. He is in control of universe. He is in control of heaven, every man. So wait for that sovereign Savior. Third one, he is glorious Savior. We are struggling with this body. Sometimes we are scrolling our body only. What a bad body we have. What a terrible body we have. Lot of things, lot of sins, even though we saved. One day, good news. He is going to change worthless body, veil body into his body, glorious body. That third thing. Fourth thing, he is powerful Savior. Nobody give strength to Jesus Christ. He has power. Everything under in his control, under his feet. Four characteristics. If you understand who Christ is, if you understand who Lord Jesus Christ is, if you understand he is powerful, he is glorious, he is sovereign, he is loving, definitely you will wait. Definitely you will wait for him. You don't think, you never think on earthly things. I am challenging you, dear brothers and sisters. Are you waiting for Savior? Are you looking for Savior? Lot of brothers and sisters are looking for worldly things, looking for money, looking for status in church and society, waiting for good names and to make themselves hero before man. They are busy with those things. Who are waiting for Lord Jesus Christ? You have to wait. You should wait. Cornerstone Church must wait for Lord Jesus Christ. You are the one who wait for Savior because you understood who Lord Jesus Christ is. There was a meeting for educated youth. Youth were coming to meeting. One boy came to same meeting to listen what is going on in this meeting. Somebody said to him, "This meeting is not for you, for educated people." He went outside, out of the meeting. He was a shepherd of cows and ox. So they didn't allow him. They were eating. The cows, ox were eating grass. But he was listening gospel through sound system. He is listening through sound. He got saved. The shepherd wrote one song, which is one of my favorite song. When I was reading this song lyrics, I understood he has desire for his coming Savior. He eagerly waited for his Savior. This song was written in Telugu like this. Listen carefully. He wrote like this. "It is enough for me if I see my beloved Jesus. It is enough for me if I have Jesus with me in glory. It is enough for me if I worship my Jesus in heaven with my beloved people. Oh, when will I listen trumpet sound? Oh, when will my desire fulfill? When will my Father take away my tears of eyes? My heart is waiting my Lord Jesus Christ, my Savior, with desire." God may give this heart for us. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your love upon us. Lord, nobody loved us. You only loves us. Lord, we have to die. We should die eternally. But you took our punishment. You saved us. What a great Savior you are. Lord, you are Lord of our lives. So many times we disobeyed you. Forgive us. Lord, give strength to obey your word. Lord, and also you are glorious. You are going to change our bodies. What a wonderful blessings we have in you. Father, you have power to help us in our weakness. Bless this church, Father. Lord, this church may be useful for your kingdom. Lord, remember this church for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.